Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Sunday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's by looking back at Saturday's Premier League action as Liverpool kept the title race alive. Newcastle won again, Brentford beat Norwich, Crystal Palace beat Wolves, and, of course, there were big wins for both Aston Villa and Chelsea. It was all part of a bumper game day across the TalkSport network.
Chip left to Harvey Barnes, running at the penalty area. 1-2, Harvey Barnes! They have barely threatened in this game, in this second half, Leicester City. But with Harvey Barnes, who loves a goal against Leeds, you've always got a chance. It's a beautiful side-footed pass into the bottom corner, and the Foxes lead by a goal to nil.
Here's what I knew coming in today, is that this team works harder and is more committed to each other than just about any team I've ever seen. And they displayed that. What I learned today is that they're also intelligent. Their ability to put things to practice after 4 days of training and make a lot of our tactical conversations and videos and look relatively succinct for me was at a very, very high level.
An out ball step, Ivan Toney, he's got the ball on the spot right now, steps up, he goes exactly the same way, Krul went that way, but it's right in the corner, it's unstoppable, it's an Ivan Toney hat trick.
Of course the coolness and his strategy about it is amazing, so for me, there's no doubt he is the best penalty taker in the world.
Zaha steps up and he puts it down the middle. Sarr goes low to his right-hand side and Crystal Palace have doubled their advantage here with 33 minutes played.
Aston Villa are running riot here. It's Aston Villa 4, Southampton 0. And who else could get the goal against his former club? Danny Ings, the former Southampton man, has slotted the ball home.
Burnley 0, Chelsea 4, a low ball in from the left-hand side. James Tarkowski thought he'd dealt with it, but all he's done is gift it on a plate to Christian Pulisic from about 6 yards out. He slammed it into the back of the net.
Fraser to deliver the free kick into the near post. Shear! It's 2-0! Look at this. Newcastle are already two goals clear of Brighton. And you would never have thought that this team was ever in relegation bother. The way that they're playing with such a swagger.
Cater is in the midway point for the West Ham half. He floats it to Alexander-Arnold, who rifles the ball. Goalwards, Mane's there. And he tucks it in. And Liverpool take the lead. And Sadio Mane, nipping in front of the defender, latches onto yet another Trent Alexander-Arnold assist.
Now, elsewhere, Jesse Marsh began life as Leeds United manager with a 1-0 defeat at Leicester in the early game, live on TalkSport. Shortly, we'll hear from Jesse himself, but first his reaction from the former England winger Trevor Sinclair on game day.
And that is it. Defeat for Jesse Marsh in his first game as Leeds United coach. And their slide down the table could continue today.
Listen, I'm sure when Jesse takes the players into the changing room, he's going to tell them how proud he is of that performance, the energy, the quality.
Here's what I knew coming in today is that this team works harder and is more committed to each other than just about any team I've ever seen. And they displayed that.
They did give a real performance. And you can already see that Jesse Marsh is just putting his stamp on this team again.
There's a lot of little things in there that I need to continue to help them be clear with. But in general, a really strong performance.
I just think he's come across really well. He's come across as a class act. who understands football, understands the complexities to football and players and relationships.
Obviously, the group is disappointed to not have the result, but I wanted to make sure that they feel positive and know that that was, for a first step with us together, an incredibly good first start.
They gave everything, I thought. Defensively, they looked a lot stronger, a lot more solid, a lot better as units. And you can see that there's work gone into that team already, which is different from performances that we've seen before.
Looking from the outside, you looked more solid. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we're just in love. Like, I think that's quite clear on how he wants to play.
I'm looking at him now, and it might be an American thing. They're all in a huddle just across the halfway line. The subs, the players, the manager. I think they've got a team spirit. I think they've got enough quality to stay in the Premier League.
There's stress right now in the environment because of the situation with the table, but we have to remove those stresses and stay focused on the things that are going to make a difference for us and control the things that we can control.
For me, looking as a football man, I'm liking what I'm seeing with Jesse Marsh.
So many incredibly positive aspects of what we were able to do today.
Now, Norwich manager Dean Smudger Smith slammed VAR after they had a goal disallowed and Brentford were awarded two penalties in the 3-1 defeat at Carrow Road. And as if having a goal disallowed wasn't bad enough, he had to then speak to TalkSport's Ian Abrahams after the game.
Am I happy?
No, I said you're not happy.
Oh, not at all. I mean, I sat for a meeting on Monday with Mike Riley and the Premier League talking about refereeing at the moment, and I don't understand VAR. They keep telling me how well it is and 98% of the decisions are correct with VAR. Listen, big moments have gone against us today.
10 minutes into the second half, Ben Gibson judged to have a high boot on Pontus Janssen, again from an Eriksen corner, went to VAR, penalty was given.
The game's changed in 2 moments within 2 minutes. Brandon Williams is brought down with a foul from behind in the penalty box. We have to use this word subjective and whether it's clear and obvious. I don't think any of them know whether it's clear and obvious at the moment.
First one, a penalty, high boot.
Yeah, the one in Pontus set?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable, yes, no doubt.
Okay, I mean, the referee had to go look it on the screen, so he had a doubt.
No, he didn't have a doubt. The VAR system had a doubt. For me, there's no doubt he is the best penalty taker in the world.
It's a 2-yard run-up, steps up right-footed, sends Tim Krul the wrong way. Maybe Thomas Frank knows exactly what he's talking about. He is the best penalty taker in the world.
As well, is that another penalty for Brentford? It is!
Ben Gibson's had a nightmare here. 55 gone, Norwich 0, Brentford 2. The first penalty against Ben Gibson was controversial, or at least needed to be checked, and this one didn't.
Ben Gibson makes a poor decision again. He goes to ground, and from where I am, I think penalty straight away again. But then I look at it, he doesn't touch him.
He goes exactly the same way. Krul went that way, but it's right in the corner. It's unstoppable. It's an Ivan Toney hat-trick.
He's a specialist, the way he does his run-ups and stuff, and he's able to change direction last second.
We knew before the game that Tim Krul would do that, so we had Christian and Pontus, you know, to stand in the way so Ivan can focus, because it's a big moment. It's a match-defining moment.
Those big moments at the moment went against us, you know. We score a goal, just been ruled out by far, and then something like that. Was it clear and obvious? He had to go and watch it himself. He decided initially that it wasn't.
It's a poor decision for Anthony Taylor not to give the penalty on Brandon Williams. Mbeumo has gone through the back of him in the penalty box trying to get the ball. That's a penalty. In anybody's language, that is a penalty.
Two penalties, 3 goals, 3 points for Brentford. Both sides had a goal disallowed. Rashica for Norwich and Mbeumo for Brentford. A late consolation for Timu Pukki set up by Jonathan Rowe.
I don't feel that we need good Premier League referees sitting at Stockwell Park re-refereeing games for subjective matters. You know, why not get retired referees in and train people up to be good VAR people? Because I think it's failing us at the moment.
And here's the former Aston Villa striker, Gabriel Bonlahor, reacting to his team's 4-0 win over Southampton on game day. Your verdict, that's what it's called. This is not your verdict coming up. The show's... Anyway, you get it. It's on TalkSport.
Important win for Aston Villa, and I think this team needed time. They need time, more time. Steven Gerrard's going to need another window to maybe get rid of a few and bring another few players in, but really exciting football today.
Best performance since Gerrard's taken over, do you think?
100%. Like, they battered Southampton today. It could have been 8, 9, 10. Coutinho should have had a hat-trick, if not 4 goals. The chances we missed, Watkins missed a couple as well. It just shows, though, when players are playing with confidence, Lindsay, like Watkins' first goal today, that's a confident thing.
But you know this was against a confident Southampton which makes it even more impressive.
If Watkins had tried that 3 games ago, he probably would have, like, missed control to turn. Villa fans have to be patient. You know, this season they might lose a couple more games. You know, it's going to happen this season. But in the summer, Steven Gerrard will bring in maybe two or three new players, maybe let two or three go. And I think next season you'll see even better from Aston Villa.
How well did you think Danny Ings did today? Because he didn't get off to the best start. Did you feel today was the day it really clicked?
Yeah. Today was the Danny Ings that I've been expecting to see. You know, the Danny Ings that I saw at Southampton. Today was that Danny Ings. You know, maybe he had a point to prove against his old club, but he was working hard. He was getting into holes. He was running in behind. And I think today everything just clicked. Defensively, they were strong in the midfield. The strikers, goalkeeper, everything just clicked today from Aston Villa, and they took the chances. You know, they were clinical. If you look at the goals, every single one of them was great build-up play and great finishes.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moving on now to cricket, and England's vice-captain Ben Stokes has said that the whole dressing room is behind Captain Joe Root ahead of the Test series against the Windies, which begins live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 this Tuesday. Here he is speaking to TalkSport about that and moving on from a disappointing Ashes over the winter.
Looking back on Australia, we've had some quite, honest reflections, not only as a team but as individuals as well. And one of my reflections on that tour as a whole was, I personally felt like I let the team down from more than just performances. I would have liked to have been in a better physical shape when I was in Australia, because when I look back on it, I always look back, obviously I've let myself down, but the thing that really grinds me the most and hurts me the most is that I've let a lot of other people down. So that's my reflection from that, and I never want to feel like that again, because it was hard to take when you do sit down and you reflect on things that don't go quite well, and Australia was one of them. So everyone's taken a lot of good hard lessons from Australia, and we have done as a team as well.
Personnel change since the Ashes, that's the head coach, the assistant coach, director of cricket, a few players. Can you tell us how it feels in the dressing room and there and on the field? Does it feel like a different team, a different squad?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's always going to with the changes that have been made. But, at the same time, it's a great opportunity for, not only the guys who have, played, like the likes of myself, Woody, Wokesy, Johnny, and obviously Rooty. It's a great chance to build something new and get the new talent that we've got in England, an opportunity to experience what it's like at Test cricket. There's been obviously, the big change in Stuart and Jimmy, but I think, with all due respect to them, it's in the nicest way possible, they're not here, so we can't concentrate on that. What we can concentrate on is the guys that we've got here and the opportunities that they have ahead of them. Any side that doesn't have Jimmy and Stuart in, you're obviously missing on experience, you're missing out on the class that they bring, but we can't change that. All we can do is put all of our energy into the guys that we've got here, and that's what we're going to do.
And we've talked a lot about a Red Bull reset and sort of reframing, I guess, England's relationship with Test cricket as vice-captain and senior man. How have you viewed that, and how have you gone about trying to begin that process, I suppose?
Yeah, look, over the last couple of years, the way that the schedule's been with all the cricket that gets played these days, I had a good time to think about everything sort of going forward, and when it came down to it, the real thing that that got me excited and got everything sort of going out of all three formats was Test cricket. And you know, that was a big decision into pulling out of the IPL, was to make sure that I was able to give everything that I possibly could to this Test team going forward. It's a massive summer ahead, a lot of cricket to play, and you know, you just got to look at the schedule sometimes and think, you know, what's the most important thing, and Test cricket will always be the most important thing to me.
And we end today by looking ahead to this afternoon's football with, of course, the Manchester Derby at the Etihad as City host United. You'd hear from the likes of former City winger Trevor Sinclair, as well as Mickey Gray, Mike Keown and Alex Crook, who, of course, all have been previewing the game. But here's the former England striker, my old mate, Darren Bent, who says he will not start Cristiano Ronaldo in today's game. Well, it's lucky you're not the manager, isn't it, Benty?
I think this game has got so much on it. You know, it's one of those where Man City won't want to look at the local rivalry. Manchester United don't enjoy seeing that dominance being taken away on their own doorstep.
Yeah, it's a huge game, Al. I think, you know, every City fan realises this. I think obviously the management and the players realise how big this game is.
It's not a game you have to get up for, but it's kind of, are they capable of doing a high press?
Guardiola's got not a great record, is he, Trev, against United? I think he's only won two of the last six games.
This game in particular, I think the timing of the year that it's fallen on, and with the momentum that Liverpool have got now, this game against Manchester United takes a different role with Manchester City players.
You just can't trust this Manchester United side. You've used that exact expression regularly on the Game Day podcast.
Their record at the Etihad of late is very good, actually. You know, they've won their last three, they've won the last two league games, and obviously a game in the EFL Cup.
My concern with this group of Manchester United players is that I don't think they've got the character or the discipline to go there and be able to pull off any kind of game plan for the 90 minutes to beat Manchester City.
These are the games, and you're right, they do step up to the plate when they play against the top sides.
I don't think the results or the performances have picked up since Ollie left and since Ralph came in.
You look at Manchester City, the way they play, both their fullbacks go so high.
Yeah, that he's got chance to get in.
You've got to utilise that. That's where they're most vulnerable, Manchester City, the wide areas in behind the fullbacks.
I think you're going to get a performance from Man United in this game. They have to start to step up to the plate in these remaining games at the end of the season if they want to finish in that top four. And there's no better place to do it against your biggest rivals.
It keeps chopping and changing. That's the one thing that's driving me mad.
The only way I can see him, Ralph Rangnick, and this United team getting sacked out of it, they're going to have to go back to that. They're going to have to sit in. They have to defensively solid and wait. Mm. But if you're going to play that way, the front three have got to be quick, pacey, energetic. And the only front three I think you've got, Alanga has to play if you're going to play that way.
Yeah.
I think Sancho's got to play, and Rashford. There's your three.
Maybe the best way to beat Man City is to sit deep, but you've got to have that explosive energy on the break.
Players will be up for it. They can't wait for it. This is the game that they look forward to. The atmosphere is going to be absolutely electric. It's going to be a cracker. It really is. But who comes out on top, I don't know.
Talking about tough positions, tomorrow, do you have to cheer on Manchester United?
I was cheering on Everton last week. And then, yeah, tomorrow I'll be cheering on Man United. That's the way it is. We want them to drop points. We want teams to try and beat them and take points off them. So whoever it is, it doesn't matter to us. Hopefully Man United will do us a little favour tomorrow. But, you know, it'll be a good game to watch either way.
You're going to cheer on Manchester United tomorrow?
No. I watched the game because we played in both. And whatever happens, it will never happen that I cheer for Man United. But it's all good.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't care. Make sure you do hit that subscribe button, though. I don't care about that, actually. Actually, I do. Anyway, just press it. All right. I'm back tomorrow night on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy, taking your calls on all the weekend's football and, of course, straight after the final whistle, as Spurs take on Everton. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. But above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.